Oh, the feds came up with a new mortgage trick.
Morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
This morning, we will not be joined by Bob DiPietro, and we will not be joined by Jim Rupert this morning. At this time, it is 9:30, and I'd like to call recall the order that the Board of Selectmen special meeting of AP at 9:30 on Tuesday, April 18th, 2023. At this time, we'll move to the approval of the minutes, and we can take them one at a time and then vote on them as a packet, if that's all right with everybody. Is there any changes or corrections to the March 15th, 2022 special meeting?
I have some for the 21st.
Okay, nothing on the 23rd, then we'll move on.
Nope.
To be March
21,
2023.
Yeah, there's in two locations up in the first sentence, they have under administrative officer, they have interim.
Yeah.
That's to be removed. And again, down on the bottom, underneath ad hoc committee meeting, is the same thing there. The term interim is there, should be removed. Other than that,
thank you for the correction. Did anybody see anything else on the 21st? No?
I'll Great. Move the adoption of the...
Hang on one, Bob. Hang on one second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's move on then. Let's take the look at the 27th as well.
I sent it out yesterday, but she might not have copied it.
Do people have the 27th?
I sent the 27th out yesterday.
On a separate...
A separate sheet.
Oh yeah, that one. Okay. Yep.
Hey, I don't.
Anything on the 27th? Hearing none. Bob, I'll take a motion then if you'd like to make it for approval of the minutes of the three meetings.
Of the 15th, the 20th, March 21st meeting as corrected, and the March, what's the other date,
27th.
As presented.
Adam, you want to second the motion?
I'll second.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Passes 4 ayes and 1 absent. Now we'll move on to number 3, act and consider an act on the AP report. Jill has joined us. Are there any questions that she can answer for people?
Adam's got a question.
Adam's got his hand up, sir.
Yeah, what is the Brass Trumpet Award? Not familiar with that one on page 10.
That was something purchased by the fire department. Mike maybe can help with that. I think it's part of a stand.
Mike, you're muted.
Yep. Mike, would you like to address that?
Yes, he's muted.
Unmute. You're muted, Mike.
He's trying.
On it. I'm getting there. Page 10. That's page 10.
Oh, actually, it's page 7 of the AP report.
Okay. Let's see where cruiser.
Oh, Brass
Master
Prism.
It's got to be the annual dinner and award ceremony is the end of the month, and it's got to be just one of the awards that Bruce is giving out. I haven't heard of the Brass Trumpet Award yet, but it's going along with Firefighter of the Year and Officer of the Year, so I'm assuming that that's what it is.
Okay. Yeah, I see there are other annual award ceremony supplies on there.
Yeah.
Okay. That season of the year.
Yeah, the trumpets are what you know, the collar insignias you see on a fire department uniform. There's bugles or trumpets, depending on how you call them. It's a holdover from the actually the 19th century, early 20th century, where they used to speak into like a megaphone. So that's what the trumpet thing is. But I haven't seen that one yet. But
I'm on meeting right now.
Joining us now at 9:35, Bob DiPietro.
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning. Would you like to mute yourself, sir?
You got him.
And Bob, we are on number 3 for the AP reports, and we are looking at page 7 of the AP reports. A question that Adam.
Manchester Hospital. Thank you.
Welcome home.
Manchester Hospital, ESPN. I mean, okay.
Hi, yeah. Bob DiPietro. Hi, Bob DiPietro. Could you mute your microphone, please? There you go. Thank you.
I have another question, but
go ahead, Adam, please.
On page 3 of the AP report, there's a line item for Bolton Fire Department Service Award Trust of $23,000. And I just wondered, where does that tie into the budget? It says Firefighter Retention Program, Employee Benefits.
It's personnel benefits. It's in the benefits. It's part of the benefits.
Benefits. Okay, is that for like workers' comp benefits or for something else?
Go ahead, Mike. You can.
It's an amount of money that's divvied up at the end of the year, and what it's supposed to be for is to pay for your gas and oil and any damage to your vehicles and all of that. And it's a little, you know, thank you kind of thing. And it's based on the number of hours put in during the year. It ranges from $100 for somebody to $1,000 for somebody else that responded a lot. That's basically all it's for.
Yeah, no, I understand. I just wondered which part of our budget does it tie? Is it tied into this?
It's in the fire commission.
Specific line item?
No, it's in personnel benefits. That's, sorry, Mike, I don't mean to correct you, but that's for the retirement of the service of firemen that have been in of retirement age.
All right. That's not the proficiency. Okay.
Correct.
You're right.
Correct. It's a retirement benefit.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't read it correctly. I'm sorry. Yes, it is. And okay. I think it's, what is it, Jill, about $15 a month per year of service or something like that?
Well, let's see. I receive $150 a month.
What's gone up?
In retirement. No, that's the way it's been.
No, I know.
From day one.
Yeah, and it doesn't go back to when you first started either.
No,
You know, we have somebody like Bob and his brother Pete who've been in 50 years, and they don't get anywhere near. They probably get, 10 years worth, Bob?
Yeah.
That's about, started yeah. before you retired. Well,
right.
before you yeah. were not active anymore.
Right.
Does the town administer that directly, or does it go to an administrator?
No, directly.
No, it goes to a third-party administrator.
Oh, it does?
Okay, yes. I wondered about that.
Yes, it's a lump sum.
Whoever that is.
Correct.
And it's issued on a monthly basis.
Correct. They release the money on a monthly basis from the account.
Maura, you had a question, your hand up before. Do you have a question?
No.
Michael, do you have a question?
Nope. I just got a text into the chief to see what the brass trumpet award is actually for, but he hasn't responded to me.
Okay. I understand the concept.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay.
So there appears to be two. There's the brass trumpet award, and then there's the annual award ceremony supplies.
Mm-hmm.
Same page on 7 to cover that whole event.
Yep.
Then there was something to one of the trophy companies, but I don't know if that's for the same thing.
That's where he usually gets there. They're the smaller little plaques and things like that they give out annually to people who went to the most calls and things like that. Just little thank yous, little attaboys kind of thing.
And you're awarded for five-year, 10-year, 15-year.
Yep.
Active duty.
Joe, can I just ask one question, please? On page 9, there is vehicle tax refund bills. There are two more of them. Does that continue on mostly throughout the year?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay.
And it's usually only it wouldn't really be that much at this point if it wasn't for the multiple bills. Unfortunately, sometimes they're not looked at correctly and people end up paying more than they really need to. But it does slow down at this time of year. We should be getting less and less.
Okay. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Any further questions? Bob DiPietro, I know you joined us a little bit late. You've had a chance to look at it. Do you have a question, sir?
I don't know why I'm not showing up, but no.
Okay, very good. Then if you have a comfort level, we'll move on. And I will ask then a motion to accept the AP report as presented. Bob Moore makes the motion.
I'll second.
Mike Aramita seconds. Any further comments? No further comments. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. If 5 yeses, it passes unanimously. And number 4 is pretty easy. Consider an act on budget transfers. And I don't believe we have any this month, this week.
Nope.
Jill, that's correct, right? Very good. Jill, thank you for joining us.
Pam, question.
Oh, Mr. Moore?
Is our administrative officer a new grandfather?
Not yet.
Okay.
As of 8:30 this morning, not yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
The important messages.
Yeah, tonight, I guess.
He did report that his grandson was with him and stayed overnight, and that he woke up at 6:30, and it was not a slow wake up. It was, let's get up and go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, what a great smile this morning. Hey, thanks, everybody. And at this time, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Adam Teller moves and Bob Moore seconds. Very good. Hey, thank you, everybody, and have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.